Then said they, Come and let us devise devices against Jeremiah. Verse 18, For the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come and let us smite him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his word. They rejected Jeremiah. Why, they said, this man is not saying that which is true at all. The clay has power, and so does the potter, by the way. And in the 19th chapter, why, the Lord told him, verse 1, Thus saith the Lord, Go and get a potter's earthen bottle, and take of the ancients of the people and the ancients of the priests, and go forth into the valley of the son of Hinnom. And that valley became the place where they cast garbage, but one of the great battles was fought in the valley of Hinnom. He says, Now you go there and you break that bottle, and then you come back. What's the message? God says, That's what I'm going to do to the house of Israel. That's what's going to happen to them. And because he gave this message, this is what happened to the man. Then came Jeremiah from Tophet, where the Lord had sent him to prophesy. He stood in the court of the Lord's house and said to all the people, verse 14, that is, verse 15 now, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I'll bring upon this city and upon all her towns all the evil that I have pronounced against it, because they've hardened their necks, that they might not hear my words. And so we find because of that message, we'll see that they begin now to persecute Jeremiah. These are the last days of that nation. And this man with a broken heart and eyes filled with tears gave the message to the people. What a prophet, but not popular, never popular, not popular today either.